This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and thank you for joining us here on the program today. You know, more than half a century after Einstein first described the energetic unity of the world in his famous equation E equals mc squared, we are finally beginning to understand the spiritual and mystical implications of his discovery. And a gentleman who has put those applications to practical use is my guest, Stephen Lewis, the author of, co-author of Sanctuary. He is joining us today to talk about AIM and MC Squared. Stay tuned.
Talk with me. Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
And this is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I never know if it's daylight or standard. All I know is it's 3 o'clock here where we are, and whatever time of day it is for you, thank you for joining us here on the program. You can hear this program streaming live on the Internet. You can go to richarddugan.com, click on the Listen Live link. We certainly encourage you to do that. Send us an email. I'd like to hear from you. Richard at richarddugan, D-U-G-A-N.com. That's Richard at richarddugan.com. And we are also going to encourage you to get in touch with our guests as we have them each week. You'll be able to hear this program following the live broadcast from Saturdays, and click on the link there on the pages. We're working on doing some modifications, so it's a little easier to navigate, but meantime, we encourage you to go there and check it out. Stephen Lewis is my guest. His a return visit to our program, and Stephen, we met you back, I can't believe it's been over 8 years since we first met you back in Phoenix, Arizona at a Wayne Dyer lecture, and it was absolutely fascinating to hear what at that time was this amazing discovery that has just transformed. How many lives has this transformed, Stephen?
You know, I couldn't even venture. There are about 50,000 people on the program right now. The stacks of letters we get about basically saying thank you are, well, you know, they take up a lot of room. Whether it's about, you know, my child was autistic and now isn't, or it's now been 8 years, I was given 6 months to live, and I took time out from my tennis to write this letter, and on and on. I mean, I had so many of these things that we just keep them because you have to.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, it's in essence transforming our future.
It is, and you know, the irony is, we're speaking about one of the oldest things known to mankind, and that is healing. And healing is not proprietary. Number one, only you heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No one heals you. They may treat you and cure you, but that's a whole different phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
But only you heal you, and that is as new as mankind, as the earth is new. And secondly, in the process of healing yourself, even though you do it, there's a lot of help available.
Mm-hmm.
And help comes in every possible guise and form. If someone's listening to this program and you, as a messenger, are bringing something, and that something raises someone's consciousness, helps them understand something fundamental to consciousness or to spirituality, then you have helped someone in the process of healing himself. And so have I. I mean, there is no limit to anything, really, Richard.
And, of course, that's what this program is all about, bringing new paradigms for a new world, bringing people those choices and knowledge of those choices, in this case, AIM and an understanding, a better understanding of EMC squared, so that people can go out and transform their lives and make their dreams come true. Let's talk about the supporting cast of AIM and this whole process, including your co-author, Evan Slauson. Give us a background, not only of the two of you coming together, but I'm also very curious as how you even came to the place where you and Evan even came together.
Well, Evan came to me as a patient when I was in practice in Los Angeles. And I think you may have read about some of that in, you know, the prologue to the book. And he came as a patient, and he was amazed, as most people were, but then he said, it's even more amazing, you're doing everything yourself, and so much of what you're doing, I perceive you as doing badly. Now, I bristled a little bit at that. I said, no, I'm a professional programmer. He said, and this is what I do. He said, and I see what you're doing. Every tool you're using insofar as programming the computer is concerned is archaic. Well, that's easy to say because, you know, if you go and buy a new computer, by the time you get it home, it may be somewhat obsolete.
Yeah,
you know, it's that bizarre.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, I mean, all I did was try and stick with what I had and make it work. And his proposal was very simple. He said, look, what you do, no one else does. He said, why not take things that others do and let's have others do it and do them? His proposal was let him kind of take care of the rest and let me focus on energetic frequencies and balancing,
mm-hmm.
focus on the healing, focus on helping people heal themselves. And I thought about it and thought about it, took a while, and I said, you know, it makes absolute sense. And I aspired to being what I am today, an idiot savant. And I think I've succeeded pretty well.
Well,
I don't do anything but that. But that's a full-time job, and it's never going to end because everything is energy shaped by consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
There is no end, there's no limit to consciousness.
Yeah.
I mean, any way you look at it, I've got miles and miles to go before I sleep. And that's good. That's good. I mean, my fantasy has always been something like, you know, right before I transition, I will sit up and say, at last, I've got it together. And that's it. And go.
Well, you know, that's been my theory all along is that there are no experts on the planet because if they were experts, they don't need to be here. You know, that's kind of the bottom line.
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, because I am amazed at the things I find, if not every day, certainly every week.
Mm-hmm.
I never cease to be amazed. And so I'm still, you know, just learning.
Yeah.
And it's that simple. The problem I have is I can't go anywhere and take a course.
Well, because nobody offers it. Because you're making it up
no.
as you go along.
No, I'm the course. Everyone
you are the course.
Teach.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do some teaching, but not as much as I'd like, simply because I've got a full-time job.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like taking a second job.
Exactly. We're going to talk more about that as well, and I'm also very curious as to your past, your history growing up, and the things that intrigued you and brought you interest as we continue here on the program of Tell Me Your Story. Again, the book is entitled Sanctuary. Now, first of all, as I mentioned just before we went on the air to Stephen, we have the 2000 edition that has in the back of the book the epilogue glued to the back inside cover. I'm sure that the newer editions, it's all complete.
Yeah, and there'll be a new book out in a month or two, I think.
And now, we're not necessarily talking about a new edition of Sanctuary. We're talking about
a
new book.
Not.
All right.
Absolutely
and
not.
I want to have you hold that until we get back. We're talking with Stephen Lewis. He is the co-author of Sanctuary, and we're going to talk about AIM and EMC squared and what in the heck Einstein meant and what does Stephen mean by EMC squared, and we'll do more of that as we continue. I'm Richard Dugan. Have yourselves a terrific day enjoying this program. Don't you go anywhere. We've got more to come here on Tell Me Your Story. A reminder, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. And on the website, there's a blog, too. Give us your comments about the program. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Don't go away. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we're having a lively discussion off-air as well as on the air. We're going to bring it here to you right now as we talk more with Stephen Lewis, the author of Sanctuary. He's also the developer of AIM. And, Stephen, let me ask you about EMC squared. I made reference to it as far as Einstein is concerned. I believe that's energy equals matter times...
Mass.
I don't know. Like, I'm sorry?
Mass times a constant square.
Mass times a constant square. Okay. So how does that equation of Einstein's play into what you and Evan Slauson have created into the AIMS program?
Well, the AIM program, first of all, AIM stands for the all-inclusive method, which means that as long as something is included in my database. If you need to focus on that something, you will. Which means you're never going to, Amrita will never focus on her prostate, and you, Richard, have flawless ovaries.
That's
because
good.
Because you select exactly what you need and nothing else. Now, yes, E does equal MC squared. That's high school physics now. But that isn't telling you very much, because everything there is to say about energy can be communicated in under 10 seconds. Want to try me?
Okay.
It is. How was that?
It works for me.
The point is that there's nothing you can say about energy other than it is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have any property. It has no smell, has no taste. It has no shape or form. It has no time. It has no space. It simply is. And it is intersecting. There's nothing unique. It intersects with all other energy in the universe at all times. It simply is. But we live in a very finite, particulate universe. I mean, you and I look different. Amrita looks even more different, and on and on. What creates the difference?
Mm-hmm.
The difference is created by energy being shaped by consciousness. Consciousness is what creates the world as we perceive it, as we know it.
Of course, the big question that you raise in that comment is, who or what's consciousness?
Well, all consciousness, depending upon what it is, because you have your consciousness to create that about you that you wish and you like and you desire, or that about you that you don't enjoy, let's say. Let's say the frequency of having hereditary cancer, that is created by you. The frequency of elation and joy, frequency of depression, everything and anything is created by consciousness. And there's also a group and collective consciousness. Mm-hmm. And that creates the holographic world we live in. And we are, of course, holograms within holograms within holograms. There's no limit. It's infinite.
So we literally...
consciousness is what takes the wave and makes it particulate.
Mm-hmm.
That is the difference. That's why, and you know, the funny, this sounds kind of abstract, but it's less abstract. You speak about studies of people, and you've heard me talk about this before.
Mm-hmm.
People who have multiple personalities. And when they were studied, right in the middle of being examined, when someone switched personalities, this was a known diabetic, for example, wham, in an instant, he was not diabetic, and his blood work showed it. Now, not the 120 days it takes to grow red blood cells or whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
or beta cells in the islets of the pancreas, but in an instant. Now, as I'm fond of saying, maybe this new personality had hemorrhoids. We've all met hemorrhoidal personalities, but that ain't diabetes. It's a whole different phenomenon. We create our lives. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And when they began to study these people, they noticed some people would switch personalities and even their eye color would change. This is all documented, as I said, and which means eye color has a meaning. What is it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if they change it, when they change personality, there are no accidents.
Let's go back a little bit in time, if we may. First of all, just a final comment on what you've said, and that whole concept of consciousness and energy is, in some instances, is as unfathomable as is the concept of infinity. We have difficulty grasping that, or the totality of the universe. But putting that aside, let's talk about your past, your history, and what are some of the notable steps that you can recall that have brought you not so much to today and the success that you have achieved as well as that you have brought to other folks through the AIM program, but in terms of even coming together with Evan Slauson and even developing this whole concept of healing through this process we call AIM. How did you get here?
Well, you know, it's it's not a one-word answer. I mean, there are many levels of, and I'll try and give you the most salient ones. I mean, I think that my destiny to do this was initiated by very poor parenting.
Okay.
Not intentionally so. Mm-hmm. It's just that my parents used to say to me, son, we don't live very long. I was kind of a prodigy. We don't live very long, sons. Whatever you got to do, do it quickly. Well, you know, that's a hell of a message to give a kid.
Yeah.
So that's what I meant by the poor parenting. And but it worked, because when you hear that often, you're either going to roll over and say, I quit, or you're going to go in a pig's whatever and start fighting. And I became aware very early on there was a thing called healing, which was totally distinct and separate from diagnosing, treating, and hopefully curing. And remember, when I was growing up, it was when all the giants of quantum mechanics, quantum physics, were coming into their own. And, you know, I mean, people like Niels Bohr, David Bohm, and obviously Einstein, and so many others. And it all kind of coalesced until the question was, if everything, as David Bohm and Niels Bohr and others said, is energy shaped by consciousness, then how do you measure consciousness? Yes, E does equal mass times a constant squared, 186,000, you know, miles per hour. But what about consciousness, which is what creates the distinction? And so my quest, my vision was to find a way to measure things in units of consciousness. Because once that could be done, then you then had a way of helping people change everything and anything about themselves, which is healing. Of course, when I started with this, I didn't use the same vocabulary. The guy who just called me when, you know, a minute after we started our conversation, Michael Beckwith, who's one of my closest friends, he kind of helped me to understand that this is the marriage of science and spirituality. Now, I was deficient in terms of spirituality. Michael can't do the math. All right? I've had that same conversation with Wayne Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
And we all came together. You know, the funny thing is, we are not meant to imitate each other. We are meant to be synergistic. That is the point. And that is part of what Evan proposed to me way back, you know, in the beginning of EMC Squared. And it's true for all of us. You know, you and I are messengers. And we bring different things to the table insofar as relaying a message.
Mm.
And it's synergistic. We're supposed to work together, not as being imitations of each other.
Right. Absolutely. If you have just joined us, my guest is Stephen Lewis, co-author of Sanctuary and the creator-developer of AIM. And give me the acronym again. That stands for?
AIM is the All-Inclusive Method.
All-Inclusive Method. And we're going to get into some more particulars as to what that means and what the AIM program entails, how you can get involved if you're so inclined, if you're interested in trying this particular modality that's available to you. And we're going to talk more with Stephen Lewis here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. If you'd like to ask him a question, phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290, or toll free 1-866-564-1290. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Check out the website, richarddugan.com, and we shall return. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you for joining us here on the program as we are talking with the author of Sanctuary. He's actually the co-author. The Path to Consciousness. It is a novel. We'll talk a little more about that. We're also going to talk about AIM, what it is, not so much what we can. I could list all kinds of things as to what it isn't. But what it is, it's a healing modality. We'll find out just exactly how it does that. And the concepts that I'm thinking of in terms of Native American spirituality. Stay tuned. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, along with Amrita and Stephen Lewis, the co-author of Sanctuary. And it's good to have you on the program. You have already mentioned once before, we're going to ask you now, what is this new book you have coming out? It's not actually a revision of the book Sanctuary.
No, not at all. it's, I would say, a continuation, though, because it's about the discoveries, the work, the evolution, and just the entire process I've gone through and where we are to date. But I will not call the end of it up to date, as I did in Sanctuary. I won't make that mistake again, because nothing's up to date the next day.
Right.
So, and who knows what extraordinary revelations I may or may not be given the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I won't make that mistake again. But it's simply a compilation of things that of our current work. I mean, so many of our programs were not even a concept when I wrote the program myself
mm-hmm.
and created AIM, but the book he and I did together, it wasn't that they weren't even conceptual. Like our autism program, which is at this point beginning to achieve worldwide note. Wow. You're familiar with that program, right, Richard?
Which program?
The autism program.
Amrita's familiar with it, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So let's, first of all, what is the title of this new book?
That's the last thing I'm going to pick.
Oh.
You know, I never know about titles until the last minute.
I like that.
Yeah,
keeping
I
us
mean,
in
you know,
suspense.
People, I'm always so, what will be your topic? And I like coming with off-the-wall things because it's just the way my mind works. It's kind of a little bit tweaked.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You know, I mean, I can say, okay, my topic is, do dogs and cats cure cancer? And if not, how do they do it?
Okay.
Well let's. It's true. I don't believe they heal or cure cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, there's been countless studies that terminal people with dire problems who have a pet, dog, cat, do infinitely better than those who don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been documented so many times that it's beyond dispute.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, I say to an audience, how many of you think a dog or a cat can cure cancer? No. And neither do I. But how many of you, the meanest spirited person I've ever met, is willing to allow his doggy or his kitty to love him?
Mm.
Maybe nothing and no one else, but he'll let his doggy and his kitty love him. Well, I mean, how many of you think that love can heal cancer?
Mm.
Every arm in the room shoots up, you know, and so it's like that. But I never know what I'm going to call something until the last possible minute.
Absolutely. Tell us, let's get into the AIM program, and let's find out, how does one start? Here I am, I'm listening to the program. This is really neat stuff, and I've got all kinds of problems that I may not even know that I have. But I'm not fulfilled, I'm not happy, I'm sluggish, and I go down the list. I'm going to call this guy, call some number, get an address, website, and I'm going to get involved in this AIM program. What would be my first step once?
Well, the first step is to be aware of what we do and how we do it. And we don't keep it as any kind of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, go on the web, and I might as well, AIM program. .com, you know, or energeticmatrix.com, it's all the same. Go on the web and look and see about it. Take a look at the book, and if you don't want to buy the book, the two epilogues are on the website. But the book is Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. There's a toll-free number if you want someone to send you stuff or if you want to talk to someone. No one's going to try and sell you, but they'll try and answer your questions, give you information. And by the way, that's 877-500-3622.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you got to familiarize yourself with it. And, I mean, obviously, there's no point in somebody trying to read the book aloud to you. Who has time for that?
Yeah.
But that's where it begins. And everything else will follow as you become familiar with it.
So, we talked about this program and its ability to assist in an individual's healing. Tell me about some of the conditions that you're dealing with. And obviously, as you've already mentioned, you're constantly finding new things. So that kind of leads to part of the answer to this next question that's connected. Are there any new issues, concerns, problems, if you will, that are out there that you have found, say, in the last 6 months?
Many, many, many. I mean, if I go back to, let's take call about it in the last year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The frequencies that seem to be predominant in ALS, in cerebral palsy, in several frequencies that seem to be dominant in the aging process, frequencies that seem to be dominant in allowing something like cancer malignancy to be pleomorphic, to change its shape or change its structure, without which it can't spread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And on and on and on. Not to mention all the enhancing frequencies, which are what I enjoy most. Frequencies to help you raise your consciousness. Anti-aging, as I've mentioned. And so many. I mean, this is part of my work every day, day in and day out. It's part of the definition of my job at EMC Squared, because if someone's been on the program, let's say it's 11 months or so, and they talk to their facilitator, and everyone has a facilitator, because we can't have a switchboard and answer all the calls coming in,
mm-hmm.
and says, look, things have been going great, but I still have one problem that I had when I got on the program. It isn't better, or whatever it may be, you know. I still sleep very restlessly, or I still have this itch in my foot, whatever it may be. My job is to say, okay, is that because of something not addressed on AIM? And that's called a special recheck. And I'll look, and if it's there, I will usually find it. And I'll find a new imbalance. And if I found one in you, I would obviously name it Richard's disease. But I'm not going to go name every disease Steve.
Mm-hmm.
That's out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be on AIM, and you and anyone else who had that imbalance would heal it. Each of you would heal it yourselves, but the program would help you, because the program is designed to compel you to focus on whatever you need to focus on, whatever you need to heal. That's the purpose of it. And when I say focus, I mean 24/7. And that's an important thing, because, you know, nobody can speak proprietarily about healing. But, you know, things take the time they take.
Mm-hmm.
And if something takes that kind of extraordinary attention, and you say, look, I'm a busy guy, I got a radio program, I got a wife, and, you know, on and on, I'm going to give you a half hour every morning and one full day a month. You don't make bargains with God.
Mm-mm.
And it takes the time it takes. If you are on the AIM program, you will focus on healing whatever you, specifically you, need to heal every second of every day. And you'll do so until it's healed.
So, I'm listening to the program, I go to the website, I read all the pertinent information, I say, yeah, this is for me, for right now, this is for me. What do you need from me to get started?
We need your permission to get on the program.
Sure.
We need your hologram. Now, anything unique to you is your hologram, but I would advise you not to send, as we wrote about in the book, don't send your thumb. Send a picture. That's fine.
Not necessarily a picture of your thumb, but a picture of you.
A picture of you, exactly.
Okay. Full head to toe?
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be. There's a funny story about that. I think I wrote about it, I don't know, in the book. I'm not sure now. It's been so long. But, you know, a friend of mine in Los Angeles has top-level racehorses. I mean, like Kentucky Derby level.
Mm-hmm.
And with one of his horses, I was checking one day, and I said, there's heart disease here. He said, can't be. You got to see this horse run. I said, okay, then it's not. What do you want me to do? You asked me to tell you what I find. And so anyway, I went back. He sent me another picture. No heart disease. Wow. I looked at the first picture. The jockey's leg was in it.
Oh.
The jockey had heart disease. I told him that. He told the jockey, who's a world-famous jockey, who came in, and he knew about his heart disease, by the way. And so he proceeded to heal it.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying this so you send me a picture of one leg. But, you know, people are worried about getting all their toes in the dirt. It's not necessary. It's your intention that is doing the healing, as has always been the case. Now, however, consciously or unconsciously you're doing it, it's you via the power of your intention. And that's another Wayne Dyer story, actually. When I was in Wayne's house, he said, "Hey, Steve, my picture's in the DMV. I said, "So what? Whose isn't? Everyone's picture's in the DMV. He said, "Why isn't it doing anything?" I said, "Because it's just a picture, Wayne. What do you want it to do?" He said, I don't get it. I said, "Look, if you walked into a store, let's say Home Depot, and you saw some lumber and you saw a saw, would you say, 'Why isn't that saw cutting that wood?'" I said, they're just tools. It's you. It's the power of your intention that makes it all happen.
Okay.
And didn't he write a book called that?
I believe he did, yes.
Right. So I called him and said, "Hey, you owe me money, Wayne." And I won't give you his answer.
There you go. All right. So you have my hologram in whatever form it may take, photograph, etc. What do you do with it?
What I do with it? We actually digitize it and then make it analog again, and we print them up along with the other 50,000 and put them on a series of huge metal plates that are obviously attached to a very, very large bank of computers, generating frequencies in units of consciousness. And of those, let's say it's roughly 500,000 frequencies, maybe of the 500,000, Richard and Amrita, maybe 10 of them pertain to both of you. Maybe another 10 pertain to you, Richard, but not Amrita, and vice versa, and et cetera. Nobody alive can process 500,000 different things. But of the 500,000, you will select, call it 20, 30, whatever it may be, that pertain to you and ignore all the rest. And that ability to do that selection, using, for want of a better word, we can call your higher self, that is my other contribution to this huge field. Because it's a huge field, and most of the aspects of it were done long before I came along. But measuring things in consciousness, and then these Rosetta frequencies that allow you to select what you need and ignore all the rest, without which there'd be no AIM program, because you can't deal with 500,000 things. It's just
right.
Too much information.
Now, I guess the one element that, in my mind, is missing here, you keep using the term, the phrase, if you will, that I heal this, and I understand that, but I'm doing this 24/7, but I'm not doing it consciously because I'm doing all kinds of other things at that same time. So how is this process being undertaken by me 24/7?
You are doing it consciously. The question is, what is consciousness? Now, you just went and proved to me that you're not an ascendant master.
Well, I could have told you that.
I'm just really disenchanted.
sorry about that.
Because when any of us, when we reach what is called quantum consciousness, then I believe we'll be conscious of everything that is happening within us.
Mm-hmm.
So consciousness is not this absolutely linear differentiation. It varies from person to person to person. And that's why if you take someone like Buddha, who spoke about being in the oneness, if you can be in the oneness of all of life, then you would be conscious of everything in life. When Jesus Christ said, "What you do to the least of mine, you do to me," if he felt and perceived that, then he was an ascendant master. And if you feel and perceive that, there's going to be a lot of churches named the Church of Richard. As well there should be.
Okay. Well, there's one guy here who would like to see that happen, and it's not me. Be that as it may, the process is something that we are doing, and in And I guess, how is it that AIM facilitates this process? Is it through the computers? And I don't know, it sounds like
the
you have hundreds of computers.
The computers generate frequencies in units of consciousness. Okay. Now, you, holographically, you select those frequencies that pertain to you. Mm-hmm. And you continue selecting them until they don't pertain to you anymore, till you've healed them, till they're not relevant. And you do make that choice. It does not, there is no distance in terms of energy. There's no distance and no time. It doesn't matter if the computers are in Las Vegas and you're in Tibet. It's not relevant. There is no space. Excuse me. There is no time.
Okay. Now,
so if you're in Vegas, you're going to have a very dry throat.
Well, there's that too, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'll
give you a chance to get some water there. It sounds to me, you used to use a phrase, and if you're not using it anymore, certainly maybe you've come up with a more appropriate one, but it sounds to me like what we're talking about here are the imbalances equaling the potentiality for a particular condition. Does not mean you have it or you are going to get it. But you have, let's just say, 6 out of the 10 building blocks, and you don't necessarily have to get the other 4, and you may never get the other 4.
I would say 8 or 9 would be better. Because,
okay.
Let's put it this way. If something exists in your consciousness, it either does exist in you or it's going to before very long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you heal it, healing is remove. You heal things with your consciousness, not treat or cure, but heal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you heal something, you remove it from your consciousness, it cannot survive in your physical, material world, in your particulate world. It can't survive once it's gone from your consciousness.
Okay.
And when that happens, we may go call that a miracle. Well, miracles occur as they're needed. I mean, they're commonplace.
Mm-hmm. Do we also take part consciously in maintaining balance through the various things that we do in our lives? And I'm talking in space and time, here now where we live, say here on the Central Coast in Santa Barbara, whether it be where we live physically, the things that we eat, the people that we associate with, the places that we go, the music we listen to, et cetera, is that also part of the collective conscious effort to stay balanced?
Absolutely so.
Okay.
And it is part of our responsibility. The Trinity, to me, is empowerment, responsibility, and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you have a responsibility. And, you know, you can't absolve yourself from that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean never have a glass of wine. It means don't drink a fifth of bourbon. And anyone who can't understand the distinction,
yeah,
I can't talk to.
Yeah. Well, to me, the whole thing, and even when we talked last November, I believe it was, 11 months ago, we talked about a lot of these different things as well. And I know that as I was growing up, even at the age of, I think, 14 or 15, and this was primarily dealing with the various foods that were out then, not to mention what's here now, I used to even look at the adults of 30, 40, 50, 60 years of age, you know, and I'd see what their conditions were. And I thought, this is the time. Here I am at 15, 14, 15. I need to be aware of what I'm putting in my mouth. Now. Not when I'm 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, but now. Now, have I done a good job of that? Well, I'm still here, I suppose, so that's got to be some level of testament to the realities that I've done a fair job. Most of my medical exams have been pretty good, and according to you, I'm doing pretty good as well, as is Amrita.
Absolutely.
So it's that awareness is the first step. Each one of us comes to the conscious awareness that, hey, we have some imbalances that we want to deal with. Not that we need to deal with, but that we want to deal with.
Well, I would say we want to and we need to.
Okay.
And even before that, we must begin philosophically by understanding that we have the power to do so. We are so empowered that it's like, because look, I'm sure we grew up with the same basic conceptual misconceptions. If that's, how's that for redundancy?
I like that. I like
right,
that.
Yeah, right. You know, it's deja vu all over again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? In that, you know, I had nothing to do with how I was as a kid. It's, you know, it was just luck or whatever. And if something was wrong with me, I had to go to somebody who fixes it. And if he couldn't fix it, I was in deep whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That is the way I was brought up. And it's the way everyone I know was brought up. And the irony is that's absolutely not the way life is. And that is called disempowerment.
Mm.
And I think this message about empowerment is the cardinal primary message of this millennium.
Well, that
I think that's it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
When with empowerment, you cannot remove responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. And once you have taken responsibility, it's very difficult to give it back because you have accepted it. And so you then end up moving forward.
Yeah, so it's tough to take something you know and not know it.
Yes, I know. That's one of the things I love about this show. Once we've put it out there and someone's heard it, they can't unhear it. And we're going to hear more from Stephen Lewis as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us. There's a few minutes more here on the program. Don't you go away. I'm Richard Dugan. The website, richarddugan.com. That's Richard, D-U-G-A-N.com. Email me, Richard at that website, Richard at richarddugan.com. And listen to the program. Stephen Lewis link is as well. We'll mention the website and stay with us. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan along with Amrita and Stephen Lewis, co-author of Sanctuary and developer of the AIM program. And just so you folks have an idea of what we're talking about, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. AIM stands for all-inclusive method, and it is the AIM belief that the AIM program provides the most effective method of energetic balancing. And Stephen, before we let you go, we have about a minute and a half or so. We wanted to give you an opportunity to give a final message, if you would, to our listeners.
Yeah, it's a very simple message, and it's a message that probably all of us that you can call New Age or tree huggers, whatever you want to call us, it's all the same message. And that is, the message of this millennium is, we are in this together. We are not separated, and we cannot live as if we are separated. And we must understand that we are together, and we're in this together, and we must recognize the source of the power of that. And let's recognize that to not perceive that, that separation is the beginning of separation from life. Separation is a synonym for unconsciousness. We are here together. Let's demonstrate it.
Well, and we are here together with you to share that message and to encourage people to check out the information that you've provided both through your book as well as through the website, which is, is it AIM.com?
AIMprogram.com.
And then there's also energeticmatrix.com.
Yep, they're all the same.
All the same. You can Google Stephen Lewis. Stephen Lewis is the name, and it's actually spelled with a P-H, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. L-E-W-I-S, and then, of course, Evan Slauson, who is your co-author of Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. And we, again, thank you so much, Stephen. Stay
right.
Online.
Want to give the toll-free number, Richard?
Please do. As a matter of fact, yeah, I've got it right here at the top of the website. It is 877-500, and that is 3622.
Which is EMCC.
Absolutely, EMCC. That's 877-500-3622. And Stephen, if you would, stay on the line. We'll be coming back to you in just a moment. I want to let our listeners know that next week we are having a return visit by our three-minute astrologer, David Hawthorne. He'll be sharing with us insights into your life through your phone calls when you give us a call next Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. You want to have your birthplace, birth date, and time. The time is very important, so if you don't know what it is now, Look it up if you can. Find your birth certificate, that baby book, some information that tells you when. And I think that David told us once that has to be within, it's like a 3-minute range before or after. So you kind of have a 6-minute window, if you will. But get that information together next Saturday from 3 to 4. The 3-minute astrologer, David Hawthorne, will be our guest. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you very much for joining us on the program. I encourage you to check out the website, richarddugan.com, and you can also go to the various links to all of our guests. I put that up there so that you can go and gather information directly from the source. I don't like to repeat the information. I want you to go to the source and check it out for yourselves. See if it works for you, if it resonates with you, if it rings for you. We certainly encourage you to check it out. Stephen Lewis and Sanctuary, my guest today, and the AIM program. I'm Richard Dugan. Thank you so much for joining us. Love to all.